Centennial High School, which is the school where Hayley Beck was working, have dismissed her. She's not working there anymore. And Hayley Beck's lawyer, Matthew Long, had said their client, quote, respects the criminal justice process and looks forward to the conclusion of the investigation, which will reveal she committed no crimes. Like any individual subject to investigation, Ms. Beck is entitled to due process. We're confident that a complete review of the facts will confirm her innocence. So we get lots of messages from people listening to Top Comment. And I had this link that was sent to me by a couple of different people, actually. An account called London Cleaning 19 sent me a DM saying, sending you this fake news link to an AI site, which seems to have something to do with Nigel Farage. But I think this is a fake news item. And then I had the same link sent to me by another person, a woman called Hannah, via email, who said that she'd seen it popping up as well. And I decided to take a bit of a look at it because when I clicked on it, I was like, wow, this really looks like a BBC News article. Like the bit of the website, like the bar at the top, the different sections, the headline, the font, even the names of the reporters who've allegedly written this not real article are people that actually do work for the BBC and write stuff for the BBC website. And essentially the headline is, quote, you're lying to millions of hardworking Britons, how Nigel Farage exposed the Bank of England's elite secret on live television. And it's got this image of Nigel Farage pointing his finger at a sort of AI generated version of the governor of the Bank of England, and Fiona Bruce, who presents Question Time, is in the middle. And then the whole article is about this incident that never happened.
Before we get into the reasons of what this is really for, I think the first kind of dead giveaway is the idea that Question Time, like Nigel Farage would use his time on Question Time to, I mean, what this says here is Farage accused Bailey of preaching to the public about strategic budgeting while on a high salary. He then promoted an AI investment portal, sparking debate. Will AI investments lead to bonanza or fraud? It's like the idea that he would take this dog leg in the middle of Question Time to be like, and what about this AI company? You know, is ridiculous.
I mean, first of all, just the fact that it's like quite deliberately divisive, I think is worth noting. That doesn't tend to be the BBC style, I hope and think. And then I think trying to just click around on the website, so like click on the tabs, click on any of the links, and very quickly that then takes you to this this page of this company that's involved in cryptocurrency, and you think, oh, okay, hang on, this is not real. Like, you can't navigate the website like a normal website. There's also lots of random bits of bold text that don't really make any sense. Also, just like the general kind of analysis bits of the article are repetitive. There's obviously a kind of push for this cryptocurrency site thing, which makes you think, oh, hang on, I obviously know the BBC website very well. Even the people who are on the byline, they don't write about British politics, they write about American politics. So for me, that was a massive tell already.
So who's behind these articles? What is the company? What's their aim? What are they selling?
When you were able to scroll to the bottom of this fake article, it's now not available under the same link that it was before, which doesn't necessarily mean it's been taken down, but suggests that it could be using a different URL or it's regenerated itself. And at the bottom, it basically talks about how brilliant Redmont Valnex is, which is the page you get taken to if you click on anything within the article. So if you try and click on one of the like tabs at the top. And according to their website, Redmont Valnex, established in 2022, was founded with a clear objective to make sophisticated crypto trading accessible to everyday users. This is the thing, isn't it, Matt? And I think that's what's so interesting about this page, because when I first got sent it, my immediate reaction was, oh, hang on a second, could this be part of an influence operation? Like, we know that sometimes they'll make fake BBC articles or fake media content in order to mine political outrage and push an ideological agenda. But actually, more common than that is to mine that political outrage, which will get clicks and views and likes, because people will go, oh, I love Nigel Farage, or I hate Nigel Farage, click on it, and then they go down and they think, oh, okay, what's this crypto thing? And that is actually perhaps the most effective use of these kinds of fake accounts. But the unintended consequence is they are actually still kind of fueling some degree of political outrage.
That's exactly it. And this is increasingly defining a lot of the internet. There is a recent study that showed that 35% of all new websites created between 2022 and 2025 are AI generated or assisted. And there is increasingly the sense that the search results page is dominated by AI generated websites because they're so quick and easy to generate. I come across this in investigative journalism all the time. Say I'm investigating someone who's trying to launder their own reputation and they've been accused publicly of a crime. What they can do now is hire a service to publish hundreds of AI websites about them. So when you Google them, what comes up is the AI websites about them, not the crime that they allegedly committed.
And this is an increasingly normal tactic, isn't it, Matt? Just exploiting the media because you know that people might be more inclined to click on it and engage with it. It's even more effective when it is a bit outrageous and when it gets people to react, as we know, because that's how the algorithms work. Like something that's been popping up on my feed recently have been AI-generated videos showing people doing vox pops, like where journalists go out and ask people questions on the street and stuff. And they will often be very deliberately talking about Sharia law or halal meat or immigration or divisive topics, and they get racking up loads and loads and loads of views. And like maybe a lot of people start off thinking, oh, I want to kind of grow my whatever it is, business or company or scam, and so I'm gonna create some of this content. And then they're kind of like, oh, and I guess it is making people angry. It's quite a kind of interesting phenomenon that you might be kind of causing division in society and actually all you want to do is like sell stuff.
Yeah. I mean, every controversial figure has a crypto product attached to them, whether that's Andrew Tate, Tommy Robinson, the Trump family.
Yeah, yeah.
These are all people who have mastered the art of getting engagement online. And as you pointed out, the easiest route to that engagement is controversy. And that is what the algorithms like. And crypto has provided the easiest way to translate that fame garnered through controversy into money. It seems that like this AI company, Redmont Valnex, is just going straight to the consumer with this fake content masquerading as the BBC and using Nigel Farage because he is a controversial figure who will garner more of a following, more attention. And then, you know, put some hyperlinks into their AI product and they're guaranteed to get at least some raise in price in whatever the product is that they're selling.
And the fact that it's Nigel Farage that's been chosen for this article is worth us chatting a little bit about as well, because to your point there, Matt, it's interesting to think about how they decide which story are we going to fake in order to get people to click on it and which are the figures. Like if you did the same article about, I don't know, Ed Davey, who leads the Lib Dems, I presume you'd get way less clicks because he's just not as like divisive or clickable in the same manner as Nigel Farage.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is that crypto is essentially pushing us further towards the dead internet theory, which is that like most of the internet is fake trolls, fake websites, AI slop, and there's a financial motivation for it. And the kind of side effect of that is if the crypto world is using controversial stories to do that, then that just inflames every problem in society and leads us further into chaos.
People think of divisive content as being synonymous with like political campaigning or something that has some kind of political aim. This sort of like engagement nihilism we've chatted about before, where actually all people care about is how they can exploit the outrage in order to turn it into money or something of value to them, takes us to this whole new point where it's still having the intended consequence in some cases of dividing people, but that's actually not what they're setting out to do in the first place.
And as fake journalism is on the rise, powered by AI, real journalism continues to be under attack, including by AI, as we saw just this past week when Peter Thiel announced a new company that is going to use AI to go after journalists and articles. At the same time, you have AI-driven websites plagiarizing real news websites, it appears, in order to use a kind of slopified version of their real journalism to create local ad space. So recently, Futurism, which is a digital news site in the US, published an article that there's a kind of AI website called National Today that is plagiarizing all of its original journalism at a huge and vast scale, stealing their, you know, quotes, their reporting. It's filled with inaccuracies, but it gets clicks and it dominates the search engine results. And then this AI company gets local ad space as a result.
It's worth saying as well that I've contacted Redmont Valnex and put these various points to them, including about the fake website, and they have not responded to my requests.
So I came across this video and I literally have no idea what it's about.
This is the Mercer Affiliate House. All of us do different styles of content. I do skits. I really do any style of content.
I do mostly bottom of the funnel, but I'm trying to get more top of the funnel.
I do mainly lives and then top of funnel for my content videos.
I do mainly middle of funnel and skits, but I'm trying to get a lot more into top of funnel.
I'll just do anything that prints money, to be honest.
Top of funnel. But like, I've looked into it, and basically these kids, they're saying like, I'm funny sketches and top of the funnel. Like I'm like, you know, user based content and bottom of the funnel. Basically, like all of marketing is a funnel. And at the top is people who are trying to engage with you on social media without even coming close to selling you something. They're just trying to hook you into there to follow them. And then you're like further funneled down to the content creators who then sell you stuff. So the reason this is kind of dystopian is it shows you how all of social media is basically a giant funnel. And even if you think that you like following someone because you just like them, they might just be the top of the funnel for some kind of convoluted marketing scheme that eventually gets you to the bottom of the funnel. And what we want to do is convert you guys to the bottom of the top comment funnel. And you can do that by, what am I going to say next?
And you can do that by getting in touch, by like, comment, subscribe, by sending us a WhatsApp, +44 330 123 9480, or sending us an email, topcomment@bbc.co.uk.
Get in our funnel.
I'm Jamie Bartlett, and for BBC Radio 4, I'll be looking at how fakery took over the world.
No, hang on, sorry.
You're not Jamie Bartlett, I'm Jamie Bartlett.
Oh, really? Well, who am I then?
I'm afraid you're not real, pal. You're just an imitation chatbot I created to help me make this series on modern fakery and why it's everywhere.
Sounds good. What's going to be in it?
Well, there's a lot. 1980s professional wrestling, dodgy academics, AI psychosis, COVID vaccine skeptics.
What's it called?
Everything is fake and nobody cares. With me, Jamie Bartlett.
And me, Jimmy Bartlett.
Listen first on BBC Sounds.